This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and also Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And I think if we can, we will also give away another ticket, or two tickets, excuse me, to the Transcendence Theater, but it's for tonight. So you got to call really quickly for that, for the 7:30 show at the Luther Burbank. Let's see here. And the certificates for the tanning are sponsored by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations, San Francisco and one in Marin. And today's trivia theme is general trivia.
Oh good.
We'll see. But this one, though, these questions are easier, I believe.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, Mark, what's going on in the world today?
Well, you know, another week, another Bitcoin story. We talked a little bit about it last week. I shared with you some information that I'd gotten from a real estate guy's radio show commentary, where they were basically talking about how they had, you know, completely missed the boat on Bitcoin. And it was, you know, some words of warning. This week's article comes from the Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street. You know what? We all missed the tulip bulb one, too.
Yeah, right.
But that's crash.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is a short one that was in the Wall Street Journal this week. Says, even grandma wants in.
I
love this one. And this is an op-ed piece. Bitcoin has captured the imagination and money of investors, transforming the stateless digital currency from a curiosity among techies to a mainstream topic of interest. But the speed of the rise, up to 1,000% this year, has some warning that it will end in tears, which is what we've been talking about for weeks on the show. And they're talking about Wednesday's action demonstrated Bitcoin's extreme volatility. After topping out at 11,000, it promptly dropped by $2,000. And last time I looked, it was in the $9,000 range. Another source of concern, the latest move higher is drawing in more individual investors. While Bitcoin is a wonderful academic creation, the article says, it doesn't do most of the things expected of a currency. And so that's...
Which is
being used
stable?
To buy stuff.
Oh, buy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The currency is a currency when it has a stable valuation. So if you took out a mortgage on your house in Bitcoin when it was $1,000 and now a Bitcoin is $10,000, your mortgage just went up 1,000%. Right.
Whatever. Yeah.
So again, as a medium of currency, so that doesn't make any sense, right? That's stupid. No one would do that. But so no one's actually buying anything with Bitcoin. They're investing in Bitcoin.
They're speculating on
this thing known as Bitcoin, which, as it referred to in the article, is an academic creation, which is true. And now the underlying technology is brilliant. This blockchain, which, you know, don't ask me to explain what blockchain is, because every time I watch a YouTube video of some techie who's going to explain what blockchain means, I still don't get it. And, you know, they'll show these, right. You know, if so-and-so, you know, did this and did that. And I think
one of the things I'm concerned about Bitcoin, I mean, they say that they're not going to be making any more of it. And there's only so much to go around.
Like,
and
21 million is the most they'll ever have or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Well, you know what? There's only so many 1974 Ford Pintos around too, but I don't think there's too many people clamoring for that. And you can trade that probably better than you can put Bitcoin. But I mean, what happens if they suddenly decide, you know, we're going to open up the floodgates and we're going to print more Bitcoin because the price is too high? I mean, you can really monkey around with this thing.
Well, I don't know that you can. I mean, that's the whole point of it. And again, we're not experts in blockchain or Bitcoin. We're really just having a little bit of fun the first segment of the show here. But it just, you know, if you have play money and you want to speculate, because this is what it is. This is not investing. There's investing and there's speculating. going to Vegas and earning money at the blackjack table. And we know people who do that.
Yep.
That's not investing, and that's not even really a job. It's a speculative play.
No, and you're right on Bitcoin too, because there's nothing backing it. It's not like
there's nothing.
I mean, at least if you're buying General Electric, in theory, they're making light bulbs and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me of the first dot com boom and bust, where the speculation was just. It drove itself.
Well, and they were saying this is a whole new market. This is, you know, new this and new that, and the fundamentals don't apply to this investment. And so, you know, there's probably people listening to this broadcast right now pounding on their steering wheel going, "You idiots, you don't understand. You know, this is, you know, whatever they think they know or believe about Bitcoin and its underlying technology. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't exist, and you can't do anything with it. It's not even gold that you can actually, you know, put it or store it somewhere, and it, you know, it has no intrinsic value. And that's the problem with this. So again, if you have play money and you want to speculate and you think it's going to go to 20,000, you know, and you've got $5,000, you don't mind losing. I mean, whatever you put into Bitcoin, expect to lose all of it. Yeah. And if you go in with eyes wide open, I'm not saying you will, but expect to, so that if you don't and you make some money on it, hey, you know, it's a little bit of gravy. It's play money. It's monopoly money. But put your monopoly money in there,
right? But the reality is that the people lose money, they're going to, you know, it's just like when they did all of the, those Ponzi schemes where, you know, I raise money from a bunch of people.
Oh, the Friends Network.
Yeah, Friends Network.
Friends Network,
And nobody can lose.
People are telling me, Mark, you don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Dude, I understand math really well. I know how pyramids work, and the Friends Network will never work.
Yeah, well, and
because you're stealing money from people,
basically. Well, it's funny, because what I ended up telling people, I said, if this is so good, then I'll just start my own. I don't want to start it at the bottom.
That's right.
Pay all these other people. I'll start my own. Hey, why don't you join mine? All right, tell you what, guys, we're going to go to our first commercial break. Boy, we're having a lot of fun here talking Bitcoin. In fact, later on, we're going to have a question for our favorite Nom here about cannabis lending.
Ooh,
that'll be kind of fun.
That's right up his alley.
Bitcoin, cannabis, I'll tell you, up his alley.
If you knew Nom, he is so straight-laced, it definitely would not be up his alley. Yeah.
All right. Do you even know what cannabis is?
I'm not sure.
A can of what?
Okay, here's our first trivia question. What kind of animal is the title character in the 2003 movie Finding Nemo?
Oh, no.
Come on, you have a daughter. You know that one. Call 888-912-1190. Basically, what was Nemo? He wasn't an elephant, right?
Oh, right.
No, okay, that's what we're asking. What was Nemo? All right, don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan. The first trivia question: what kind of animal is the title character in the 2003 movie Finding Nemo?
Not only was he a fish, he was a clownfish.
He was a clownfish. Very good.
Don't know what voice I was trying to do there.
Yeah. Sebastian? That was a previous trivia question. That, wasn't
Sebastian was a little
was
mermaid.
Is the lobster.
Was it a lobster or a crab?
Oh, I thought it was a lobster, but maybe it's a crab. Or
maybe it's Krusty the Crab.
Tune in our next segment. We'll tell you what it is, right?
Krusty the Crab, yeah. No, that's Family Guy? No.
No, that's Bart Simpsons. Simpsons.
That's yeah. right. I get my cartoons mixed up.
Krusty the Clown.
Right? All right. So we're talking a little bit about investing. We talked a little bit about Bitcoin to begin the show. But, you know, similar to Bitcoin, we're at Pacific Private Money, we're getting calls from a lot of our investors who want to talk about the real estate market and even the stock market. And even though most people who know me, I'm Mark Honf, president of Pacific Private Money. We're an alternative real estate lender. We make private money real estate loans. And I'm a real estate guy. I've been a real estate guy for 35 years. I only invest in real estate related type investment types. I do fix and flips. I do notes. I've invested in our fund. I like being a lender, and I'm and I like real estate.
And if the owners of Bitcoin would come to you with a building,
then I would make that absolutely. You know, I would loan on the mint that they're going to build to mint more Bitcoin. But so love real estate. Have never been a fan of the stock because that's just, it's, you know, I grew up in a real estate family and my dad didn't own stocks. My uncle doesn't own any stocks. They're real estate guys. I'm a real estate guy. And people, you know, who ask me, you know, I say, I don't own any stock and I'm the poor person to ask about my opinion about the stock market. But I will tell you that people who are investing in our company, in our fund, in our mortgage pool debt fund, or in our individual trust deeds, they're starting to put more money into there. And what I'm hearing from them, and a lot of them, these guys have invested in the stock market for some time. And this week it went above 24,000 for the first time in history, which has really defied many of the articles that I've been reading over the last several years, which in fact, you know, I think a year ago, I shared a story from, I think it was Forbes magazine, where a noted financial advisor said that he expected the Dow to underperform in the coming years and was telling his clients that, you know, they should, you know, diversify and pull some money out. And of course, he's looking like an idiot now a year later because, you know, how much has the stock market gone up in the last year? I mean, it's really appreciated.
Yeah,
it's been a great couple of years right in the stock market. And so, but it is scaring people and people are wondering, okay, it's 24,000. Is it time for, you know, should I really start to take some of my profits? And if I do, where do I invest it? Because do I buy real estate? Well, real estate is
pretty expensive
right now too.
Well, I got to say, this last week I was giddy, and I'll tell you why. Because I have money in the Pacific Private Money Fund, and ordinarily it's been paying between 7.5% to 8%, which is completely fine. I'm very, very happy.
Yeah, monthly distributions on an annualized basis, anywhere between, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 of a percent
per month,
which adds up to about...
Well, 3/4 would be 9%.
We've been tracking... Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's anywhere, but yeah. So between 7.5% to 8% on an annualized
between
basis.
Between 0.6 and 0.7-ish.
Exactly, yeah, okay. Yeah. But however... This last month, the annualized distribution was 8.91%.
Mm.
Now, why was that? I'll let you answer the question.
So we had a foreclosure in the fund. One of the investors that we made a loan to buy, fix, and flip a property got in trouble with some of his other investments and stopped making the loan payments on the flip property that we helped him buy. He never actually did any of the remodeling, but he got the property at an screaming price, which is why we really liked it. It was an off-market transaction. He got it directly from the bank. It was a highly discounted property. So we foreclosed on the property and my brokerage funded the money to the fund to do the remodeling. And then we sold it on behalf of the fund, and the fund made a profit of over $50,000 on that foreclosure. And so because the fund distributes its profits every month, if in any one particular month there's a boost in profits from something like an asset sale, then that gets distributed to all the investors. So that's really help boost up our yield. It'll probably boost us up over the 8% yield for the entire year. And it was a nice little pre-Christmas gift to our fund investors.
And as Montgomery Burns would say in The Simpsons, excellent, Mr. Smith is excellent.
Yeah, so we've been seeing a lot of new capital coming into the Pacific Private Money Fund. It is a mortgage pool fund. It only makes loans. And so investors in the fund it's what's known as a Reg D fund for eggheads out there who know these types of things. Yeah. It's also called a private placement. It's also referred in the kind of grand scheme of investments as an alternative investment, alternative to stocks and bonds and other typical types of investments that you that you're served up through your financial advisors. And so the Pacific Private Money Fund it's been in existence for 4.5 years. We've been pretty much rock solid on the 7.5% to 8% yield production, and we expect that to continue in the future because we see our loan demands pretty consistent, and the growth of the fund has been slow and steady. But a lot of people are taking profits out of the stock market or selling real estate. So we've had a couple of larger investments in the fund through people who sold real estate, decided not to do a 1031 tax deferred exchange because they felt everything was too expensive, so they would rather pay the taxes, pay the gains, and then invest it in a income producing debt related real estate fund, not real estate itself, which might be subject to a near term correction.
Well, especially if they can sell it at a price that is like, let's say, a 4.5 cap rate, and they're investing it at an eight cap rate.
Yep.
Okay, tell you what, we're going to go to our second commercial trivia question. When we come back, I've got a question for both Mark and Nam. The one for Mark has to do with how Pacific Private Money gets its deal flow when other private lenders are not providing it.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask Nam the cannabis one. Okay. Which river is dammed up by the Hoover Dam? That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with that question, and you're going to win those tanning certificates. Which river is dammed up by the Hoover Dam? Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms. But do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150. Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Trivia question, which river is dammed up by the Hoover Dam?
Would that be the Colorado River?
It would be the Colorado River.
Outside of Las Vegas, right?
Colorado.
That is correct. Very good. See, I told you these questions can be a little easier this time.
because I could answer them.
I knew you were going to be on the show, so I said, we got to boost his ego. We're going to ask easier questions. You had a question for Mark, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, we've had a call today with a potential investor who inquired about our fund and investing on the debt side of real estate. And also, you know, ties into what we're seeing lately. We were just at a conference down in the Silicon Valley and we're headed to one this weekend, kind of along the same line. So just thought to ask Mark about it.
Right. And so we have been having conversations with family offices that we've been meeting at some of these conferences we go to. And if you don't know what a family office is, essentially a family or what's called multifamily offices. And it's essentially typically defined as a family with a net worth of $100 million or more that set up their wealth much like a business. Because they have so much money, they hire a team to manage their wealth. Sometimes they build their own internal company around it. Maybe family members might be part of that, or sometimes they'll outsource it to third-party companies that are in the business of working with the ultra-high net worth, the centimillionaires. Oh, I can't wait to be one.
I was going to say, they have to be worth $100 million. Man, I'm just $105 million short.
No, not good.
Hey, so one of the conversations we had this week, as Nam was pointing out, was really interesting, and I love the way this investment manager for this family office described their portfolio. They called us because they were interested in more information about the Pacific Private Money Fund, how it operated, how it was set up. And he said to us, he said, right now we determined that the family is underrepresented in income producing investments. And I thought that was kind of interesting because, again, you know, many stock investments are non-income producing. You know, Bitcoin, of course, it would be an example of a non-income producing. Real estate can or cannot be. It sometimes is, it sometimes isn't.
Well, sometimes all these tech companies that these guys invest in, you know, with idea, you know, way down the road.
Right. So depending on what your needs are and how you like to balance your portfolio, one of the nice things about investing in real estate debt. In the alternative asset class of real estate debt through companies like ours, like Pacific Private Money and hundreds of others in California that are in the business of making real estate secured loans using private capital. One of the hallmarks of that type of investment is that it's an income producing investment. The interest is paid monthly by the borrower. That month, that interest is eventually, a portion of that interest is distributed to the investor.
Well, you're basically the bank. You guys watch Shark Tank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Wonderful, mm-hmm. Kevin O'Leary, he always says, cash flow. I'm interested in cash flow.
That's
exactly what this is, because you're getting good cash flow.
One of the great things about investing in a mortgage pool fund like the Pacific Private Money Fund is that you can choose to be an income investor or a growth investor. So for those who have an IRA that's self-directed, it's a perfect investment for them. If they don't want to take distributions, then we have the option to reinvest the monthly dividends back into the fund, buys additional shares, and then you get the magic of compounding. So I think our year-to-date compounding yield is tracking about 8.11, and we're just a little bit under 8 in the distributed yield. So you do get a little bonus there from compounding. So it presents a number of options. And again, there just really aren't a lot of, there are a lot of options for income investing. It's just that, are they producing the yield? Yes. And so mortgage pool investing provides a high yield option. And depending on what state you live in, you know, some other states where private capital is actually priced higher than it is in California, you can get double digit yields in mortgage pool funds. And we're very familiar with that because we invest some of our own capital in other funds throughout the United States. So again, it's something you need to investigate is mortgage pool funds. Ask your financial advisor or give us a call and we'd be happy to talk to your financial advisor as to why you should be considering alternative assets like alternative investments like mortgage pool funds or individual trust deeds if you're an individual note investor.
All right. Well, let me feed right into this email that we received.
Sure.
It says, for Mark, how come Pacific Private Money has deal flow when a lot of other private lenders do not?
Well, to explain that question and why it's phrased that way. So, that person is obviously in the industry or knows that there are a lot of upstart companies, many of them based in California, that are, you may have heard the term marketplace lender or crowdfunder. These are website platforms where you can go and invest in notes and properties all over the United States. And the challenge is that a lot of these startup companies that are very well funded, they're really almost more technology plays than they are lender models or mortgage models. They find that if they build it, the borrowers don't necessarily come. And so what I've learned in 10 years of private lending is that deal flow is the golden goose, not capital. Capital is a commodity. There's a lot of capital out there. We're raising capital from all kinds of sources. But some of these well-funded startup marketplace / crowdfunding lenders are putting up these websites and being capitalized from private equity and hedge funds to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they're having trouble finding deal flow. And it's funny, a lot of those companies are calling us going, hey, we'd like to buy your deal flow, which we don't like to sell. Our loans. We're a portfolio lender. That's one of the things that make us stand out. And in fact, many regionally focused private real estate lenders are portfolio lenders, which means we service what we lend. You know, we keep the loan on our books, and our investors are very happy that we do because that's what generates the yield that we pay to them. So we get our cash. You know, we're just really good at marketing, and it's taken us 10 years to get to a point where our phone rings because we've planted so many seeds and continue to plant seeds daily, weekly, through radio, through print, through meetups, through presentations to mortgage brokers, bankers, and realtors. At Pacific Private Money, we've been able to get top of mind awareness with a large enough group of referral sources so that, you know, we just get a lot of looks at lending opportunities, and it allows us to cherry pick. We say no a lot because we like what we like and we don't like what we don't like. And having a lot of deal flow gives us that opportunity to be very discerning about the types of loans that we do. So, and that's something that, you know, if you're investing with other companies, you kind of want to know about their deal flow. And one of the ways you discover whether their deal flow is kind of weak is you start to see some kind of sketchy products from them. They start showing you funding opportunities on individual loans that are way out in the middle of nowhere, and the borrower's kind of sketchy, and you got to be careful when you're, especially if you're investing in individual notes. Now, a mortgage pool fund, you want transparency in the fund. You want the fund manager to send you a tape of what loans are in the fund, and if they're transparent, they'll send you maybe not the names of the borrowers, but you can get the addresses and the loan amounts and the LTVs, and you can check on them a little bit and see if that's something that you might consider investing in. So for more information, go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
And when we come back, we got a question for Nam about cannabis lending. And also, we want to tell the audience about a new website that they can also go to.
To buy individual notes.
To buy individual notes. Right. Yeah. Okay. Third trivia question. What is the capital of the U.S. state, Missouri? Basically, what's the capital of Missouri? That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190 to answer that question. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, we're going to give you the tanning certificate. So that's our trivia question. What is the capital of the U.S. state, Missouri? All right? 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan. Third trivia question, what is the capital of the U.S. state, Missouri?
Nam, I hope you know this.
I'm going to go and say it's obvious. Is it St. Louis?
No. That would be a little too obvious. Jefferson City. I had one.
Whatever.
It's not a trick question. It's just a hard question.
The capital of misery.
Yeah. Is that even a state? Okay. All right. So, Nam, we have a question that came in about cannabis lending. So, I guess they're assuming, does Pacific Private Money lend on cannabis?
Give me a call. No, just kidding. Yeah. No, we do not. You know, it's funny. We get calls, probably a couple calls a week, requesting cannabis loans, either for to start an actual grow operation or a facility. And, you know, it's just an area that we're not comfortable lending in. So.
I mean, one of the reasons it's still illegal federally, and you could get your tushy spanked.
Well, and it is a very niche lending business. Yeah. I mean, we already have a couple of niches that we serve right now at Pacific Private Money, and that is we're one of the few in the state that will do owner-occupied purchase financing. Yeah. That's our hallmark product. It's one of our most famous products. If you're a realtor or mortgage broker out there and you've got a client that's in a pinch trying to close on a purchase transaction and bank financing has fallen through, or they're in a home and they have a lot of equity and they don't want to sell first to free that equity up, we can do a cross-collateralized loan, meaning we can do 100% target financing for them and cross back on their existing home. And so that's our niche product. That and ground-up construction is something that we're doing that is also one that most private lenders, most alternative finance providers are not touching. Ground-up construction and residential.
But you're not doing speculative ground up construction.
No, it's usually infill and it's not large scale developments. These are smaller infill residential single family.
Example would be the fires that happen in Northern California. Right. I mean, there's going to be a need for that.
Right. But getting back to the cannabis thing, there are lenders, private lenders that specialize in cannabis, and so and the law firm we use actually has a cannabis division in their law firm that specializes in helping those who want to. So it's not like we think it's, you know, not a market worth taking a strong consideration of. And we may in the future decide that, you know, we're going to invest in the underwriting guidelines and et cetera, or maybe certain things will happen in the law, the national law, which might make it more compelling for companies to make those loans. But until that time happens, you know, we're really not big fans of cannabis lending. So.
All right. Talk about your new website for people who are unaccredited, who maybe can't get into the fund, but are still interested in investing. I don't think a lot of people, maybe if they're new listeners, don't know that there's qualifications to get into your fund.
There are. So let's talk a little bit about Edward, you know, you and I for a short time were doing an additional radio show weekly that we called Mortgage Investing 101. And we coined the term mortgage investing to include those who invest in individual notes, which is also known as trust deed investing, because you get a deed of trust in California. That's the collateral, that's the security. And we also talked about mortgage pool fund investing, like the Pacific Private Money Fund. Mortgage pool funds and trust deeds are different investment strategies. The collateral is similar in that a mortgage pool fund is a collection, almost like a mutual fund of mortgage secured notes, but you own a share of the LLC, the lending entity. Pacific Private Money Fund is a limited liability company. And so when you become a member of that, your investment, the risk is spread across all of the loans. Hence, they call it a pool. It's distributed among all of the loans. So if one loan goes bad, it doesn't necessarily impinge on the viability of the entire fund. Whereas some prefer to invest in individual notes. And until now, we've largely been working with a small group of high net worth investors to fund our individual notes, and the rest of the notes get funded by the Pacific Private Money Fund. Well, what's changed is we have a new platform that we just released, and you can go look at it now. And we have the URL privatemoneyloans.com, all one word, of course, privatemoneyloans, plural, privatemoneyloans.com. And that is a new website. It's a new platform where you can go and register to view individual notes that you could purchase. You could either bid on a portion of that note. You can buy a fractional interest or invest a fractional interest, or you can invest in the entire note. And so we have a menu of notes on there now. We're still kind of in beta. We're still launching. We're waiting to get a critical mass of customers signing up. And then once that happens, we'll add more notes and continue to add more notes. And this is a model that's been used successfully by other lenders that we know of. There's one in Southern California right now that's been up for a couple of years using the exact same technology platform to sell individual notes. And they're doing very, very well. In fact, you know, it's a good friend of ours who is doing this in Southern California. We're doing it now in Northern California. And again, privatemoneyloans.com if you prefer to invest in individual notes rather than investing your money in a mortgage pool fund. And again, we can take an entire show to talk about to compare and contrast the pros and cons of investing in a mortgage pool fund and investing in individual notes. And actually, I have a lot of investors that do both. They've got money in our fund, but they also like the individual notes. Sometimes you can get a slightly higher yield investing in an individual note, or maybe you just like the control of being able to choose an individual note, or maybe you like the idea that maybe you might end up foreclosing and owning that property, and you'd like to own it because you've made a loan that's at a great conservative loan to value, and that does happen. One of our most prolific individual investors who only invests in individual notes has a really impressive portfolio of real estate. He got all that real estate through foreclosure by investing in the underlying note. So he only invests in notes secured by properties that he'd like to own. Most of them he doesn't get, right? In fact, the vast majority, 90% of the note investments he makes pay him off as agreed. But that percentage that he's foreclosed on, he's very happy. And he's the nicest guy too. You'd think he's this black-hatted, Guido right. type, I'm going to break your legs, hard money guy. No, not at all. He's meek and mild-mannered and nice as all get out. But you'd never know that he was a loan-to-own guy. So if you're a loan-to-own guy and you're not a mortgage pool fund guy and you want to check out how you can take a look at some note investment options, go to privatemoneyloans.com and register to sign up. We have an approval process right now. We're going to keep it a rather closed ecosystem for the time being. It's open to the public, but it is on an approval basis. We want to make sure that you're not the competitor trying to figure out what we're doing and steal our borrower clients. But You mentioned one of the reasons why this is a compelling investment option, privatemoneyloans.com versus the fund, is that the fund is only allowed to take investors who pass the qualification of being accredited. And accredited, the definition of that is you must have a net worth of at least $1 million exclusive of the equity value in your primary residence. Now, that's still a, you know, in the Bay Area, that's not a hugely, it's not a high bar to pass. But even as I say that, a lot of people have the vast majority of their wealth tied up in their primary residence. And so some, we get calls all the time with people who have $100,000 or $200,000 they'd love to invest it. But we discover that the majority of their wealth is in their primary residence, not outside investments.
So they can go to privatemoneyloans.com.
Right. And invest in an individual note, because that is a lower threshold of qualification.
Yeah, and what's the minimum investment in that?
Well, we don't really have a minimum per se. It's just, you know, the loan might be, I think we'll probably put loans on there. The smallest loans we'll put on there, I think, will be $150,000 up to $1 million, and then up to 5 fractional interest. So it could be
$50,000. Okay. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back with some closing comments.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Now, guys, we hadn't talked about a deal of the week, because I'm sure the audience is going, wait a minute, I've been hearing these guys say they're paying over 8%. These deals, I got to hear about these deals.
Before I talk about the deal of the week, just wanted to mention that we do have a live event at our office in downtown Novato this coming Wednesday. That's December 6th, right?
December 6th.
So December 6th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we are going to talk about our newest fund, the Sirius Pacific Fund, which has been architected to produce yields in the double digits. And we do that with a very creative formula of loans and some joint venture and fund-to-fund investments. It's pretty exciting. We've got some great third quarter results that we're going to share with our existing investors. And we're inviting anybody who is listening that would like to more information about one of our exciting new funds to come visit us at 1555 Grant Avenue in downtown Novato this Wednesday, December 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. So come check us out. And here's the deal of the week. So we helped a young couple buy a home, and most of the home purchases that we help are in the Bay Area, but this one happened to be in Southern California because we do have an agent that lives in Southern California, and that's where a lot of his deal flow comes from. And the story was, is they had 10% down and they couldn't qualify for conventional financing because the husband had just a tiny blemish on his credit that can be repaired through rescoring. And again, I'm not necessarily a credit expert, but there's a thing known as credit rescoring. And over a certain period of time, you can build your credit back up to the threshold that allows you to get conventional financing. But meanwhile, they had this home that they wanted to buy in contract. And now 10% down is not enough for us generally. We don't like to make loans that are higher than 70% loan to value. But if you offer up other property such that we have a combined loan to value of 70% loan to value or better, we'll take a look at it. Well, guess what? Their parents, the parents of this young couple, offered their primary residence up as collateral. And it just so happened it had a lot of equity. And so we did a loan for 90% of the purchase price of $1.4 million in Southern California. We gave them the purchase price of $1.4 million. We gave them a loan of $1,260,000, and we crossed the parents' home such that our combined loan to value on this loan is 62%. Now we're getting an 8% rate for the investor, and we closed that loan on our credit line, and we're offering that loan for sale.
Well, here's the interesting thing too, is it's the thing I like about that kind of a loan, it's not just the 62%, but I kind of think that mom and dad are not going to want to lose their house.
No, right? No. So you've got a lot of support there. You've got, it's almost like having additional guarantors. You have additional parties that have an interest in making sure this loan stays current and that this loan gets paid off as quickly as possible. Now, this loan was written for 11 months, and we believe based on the rescoring needs of the primary borrower is that it's probably going to be out there for about 6 to 8 months. That's the average time that these types of loans that we make are outstanding. And so if you if something like that, an 8% yield secured by real estate at a 62% loan to value, and it's a gorgeous looking home. I'm looking at the deal sheet right now, and I see I'm looking at this house, and you can tell it's in a newer subdivision. So for more information, do give us a call at our office on Monday at 415-883-2150, or go to our website, pacificprivatemoney.com, for our contact information. We'd be happy to share with you how you can invest in a slice of this 8% note secured by a beautiful new property and crossed by mom and dad's property.
In addition, they should go on the Pacific Private Money website just to sign up for future webinars if they can't
absolutely
show up in person. All right, guys, we're going to cut out for today. Here's our thoughts for the day. Let your smile change the world, but don't let your world, excuse me, but don't let the world change your smile. And you have to say no to a lot of good things in order to be able to say yes to a lot of great things. Kind of reminds me of Steve Kerr when he tells the, or Jim Barnett, when he's talking about how Steve Kerr says you give up the good shot to get the great shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Well, and we have such good deal flow. We say no to a lot of good loans because we say yes to the great
ones. There you go. Absolutely. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.